users of Reddit, what was the fastest way you would clean someone room or not? When I was an instructor in a drinking driver program, a young man, 17 years old, was referred to the program to
conference.
The case had been handled by the court of a minor
in possession of alcohol,
not as a drunk driving trip. We had three one-hour counseling sessions
and the trash hasn't been taken out yet?
Drinking
great.
Instead of the
God fucking damn it.
She would have attended if his case had been handled as a drunk driver.
Oh, I swear.
Completed his three sessions
he can't fucking
sure
do anything up. Right.
A few weeks later, celebrating his return
birthday,
he got into his car and headed down a country
I told you to do the laundry.
And
take out the trash. What the fuck happened? Why is it not done? Hello? You in there? I swear to God. You better have a really fucking good explanation for this. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. It's always that damn phone. I can't believe you. What the hell are you even listening to? Is that the fucking skibbity toilet shit? Yo, hey, hello, I'm right here. Eyes off the phone. Pay attention to me. Finally, Jesus, the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I've been right here. I was calling for you, idiot. Did you really not hear me? I need to know why you didn't do your chores. You know, like, the fucking chores I specifically told you to do this morning. Don't tell me you forgot, I swear to God. Oh my God, you're literally such a moron. I told you to take out the trash and then do the laundry, remember? Is there any activity behind that stupid glazed look in your eyes? What? That's all you have to say for yourself? Fucking hell. Did you get a lobotomy while I was gone? I asked you to do literally two chores for me while I was gone. Two! Hell, I might have even begrudgingly accepted if you did just one. But no, I was so fucking foolish to think you could do even the simplest things. You can't even handle the tiniest bit of responsibility. You just sit in your room and rot your mind with this utter garbage. Have you been like this all day? When's the last time you put the phone down? Ugh, you're hopeless. You can't even give me a straight answer. Give me your phone. Let me see. I know there's a way to see how long you spent on your phone. Fuck. Where's the fucking screen time? No, I got it. It's... Wait, no. No, not there. Ugh, how the fuck do you find the screen time on this thing? Right, yeah. Settings. I knew that, but where? Oh, right there. Wow. It was just in plain sight. Silly me. Holy shit. There's no way that's right. 15 fucking hours? 15 hours just today? Are you serious? You wasted the whole day like that? Oh my God. 15 hours? I don't even work for that long. No wonder you didn't do shit today, being glued to the phone and all. This is an actual problem. Jesus fucking Christ, you need a job or hobbies or real life friends. Oh. Oh my God. Yeah, right. How come I've never seen or heard of them then? Oh, that's right, because you have none. Point proven. God, you gotta do something other than scroll mindlessly all day. Go outside or some shit. Feel the sunshine on your skin. Touch some grass. Talk to people. I promise you'll naturally find things to do other than stare at a screen all day. You just have to take the effort to branch out. Try something new. Just imagine if you spent even a fraction of that time doing something productive. Like, what the fuck do you even do on your phone for 15 hours? And how do you not get bored? Let's see, there's a time breakdown somewhere, right? Jeez. It just keeps getting worse. 92-hour screen time this week. Oh, God. Okay, here we are. App activity. Well, of course, that's your top app. I thought it was over when they finally banned it. But then it just came back, like, hours later. Couldn't even stick with the decision for a single day. Can you fucking believe that? I heard about it getting banned on the news when I clocked in. Then I worked my shift, and before I clocked out, it was fucking back. If only they could have kept it banned. It's just brain rot, terrible content, nothing of value at all. Fitting for you, I guess. Type shit? No. I'm not gonna type that. Why is Reddit your second most used app? That was just an app for getting advice. What do you even do on there? Stuff? Like, what stuff? What kind of stuff warrants you spending 5 hours on it today? You're being awfully vague about it. I can't help but feel like you're hiding something. Now you want to complain about privacy? I think I give you plenty of privacy already. You spend damn near half of the day, every day, just locked up in your room, all on your own. Isn't that private enough? I'll let you have that. I tolerated it, thinking that you were doing something at least semi-productive, but now that I know how bad your phone addiction is, I deserve to know what the fuck you're getting up to. So if you're hiding something, it's only natural for me to want to satisfy my curiosity. If I could actually find the app first. God. Hey, chill out. What's gotten into you? Are you seriously that attached to this thing? Oh my God, look at you trying so hard to get your phone back. All right, you win. Here you go. I'm gonna have it back. Nope, too slow. Gotta be quicker than that. Lost your chance. Oh God, you're pathetic. Working yourself up into a frenzy won't make up for chronic height deficiency. Shorty, I can just keep my arm up here all day, you know. But maybe if you got on your tippy toes and jumped for it, you'd reach. Why don't you try that out? No, I'm serious. You could get it yourself if you wanted to. Come and get your phone back. Give it a good shot. Womp womp. You looked so stupid. Oh my fucking God, I can't believe you actually tried to jump for it and fell. No. Oh my God, you're still trying. Jeez, can you just calm the fuck down and sit still? I gave you a chance. You failed. You're not getting your phone back. 15 hours is far more than enough. You've lost your phone privileges for the rest of the day. And you're about to lose it for a week with how you're acting. God, this is such iPad kid behavior, throwing a tantrum over me taking your phone away. I'm so glad I didn't wind up like you. Jesus. There. Finally got your arms. I'll let go when I find this stupid fucking app. Ugh. Ugh, your home screen is so fucking cluttered. Do you even use half these apps? And why do I have to look through all of them manually? Why can't I just search through the apps? Oh, wait, I can. Never mind. Hmm. It's a pain using just one hand to type the shit out. Oh, there it is. Why don't you want me looking at your Reddit? What's so bad about it? I've seen my fair share of shit over the years. I'd have to be some really weird shit to even phase. Whoa. Wow. Didn't know there was all this porn on Reddit. So, that was it, huh? You don't want me looking at your porn stash? That's funny. You thought I would actually care that much? Wow, look at you, watching porn, the horror. So weird of you. Honestly, I just wish I had this level of convenience with porn back in the day. You have it easy. No pop-ups, no viruses, no ads all over the screen. Wow. You don't even have to go into a different site for it either. It's all just on your homepage. And it just keeps going. You really just spent 5 hours like this? I would say that it's hard to believe, but yeah, I can kind of tell. It definitely smells like you were just masturbating. Well, yeah, you have a smell. Mainly the smell of cum. Yeah, cum has a smell, duh. Yours especially, since I keep fucking smelling it. Wait, what? You mean this entire time you didn't know? Oh my god. It was so obvious that I thought you were doing it on purpose, like to Tommy or something. I thought you knew and just didn't care. No, no, no. Don't try to turn this around on me. It's not my fault that you didn't know cum has a fucking smell. It's a bodily fluid. I've just never brought it up before because it's fucking weird to say that, obviously. Hey, bro, you smell like fucking semen. Hey, bro, I recognize the smell of your semen and I smell it. Hey, bro, did you wash your sheets or your body? I can tell that you've been pleasuring yours. Like, come on. Yeah, okay, well, I could always tell, though, every time I entered your room. Or the rare occasion that you actually left your room. I would always know what you'd been up to. Knowing that you're probably in there getting off to whatever weird shit you're into. Well, okay. This stuff isn't so weird, I guess. I was just a little surprised. This is way tamer than I expected from you, honestly. You were panicking and throwing a fit over me seeing this vanilla ass shit? Like, ooh, so scary, naked women. Oh, wow, she's got a nice aesthetic. Look, dyed hair, cool tattoos, and piercings, and huge tits. Is that your type? Oh, come on. Now you're embarrassed, it's your Reddit feed. You probably weren't so ashamed when you were stroking that dick, were you? Thought not. I'll just go ahead and like that for you. About? I'm not calling it that. That's stupid. Whatever. Same shit as a like. I'm curious, though. What else have you liked? Where can I see that? Ugh, I'm already looking at all of your porn. There's nothing more to hide. The damage is done. Seeing what else you liked isn't really going to change that. Yeah, I'm sure. Does it seem like I'm going to view any differently? I won't, I promise. So just tell me where to find it already. Uh-huh, in the corner. Then history. And then here. What a convoluted system. Okay, there's the one that I just liked, then the rest are yours. The fuck is Gone Wild Audio? What, is this supposed to be porn? But there's no picture here, it's just text? Wait, what the fuck is that title? Your big sister edge maxes you during your goon sesh? Huh? What the fuck does that even mean? How do these words even function together? What? Oh. I definitely know what incest means, though, so that's what this is? Huh. This is literally just porn that has no visuals at all, and you just listen to it? You really get off to just hearing somebody say shit like this? Like, do they tell you to masturbate and stuff, or is it, like, role play? That's weird. What kind of weird bitches make stuff like this? Deranged. Wait, is that why you sleep with earbuds in all the time? You're listening to this? Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Even while you sleep? That's... You're so... What's the word? No. I don't know what cooking has to do with anything. No, the word I was looking for was reprehensible. You're reprehensible. Well, shit. I guess I lied. Jesus, my view has definitely changed of you. I knew you were a loser, but I didn't know you were that much of a loser. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't think you could sink any lower than you were already. You fell way further from the tree than I did. Holy shit. How am I related to such a fucking loser? Like, actually. I bet that wasn't even the worst one there. The next one's probably some more fucked up shit. Yep. Yep, just what I thought. Oh, drunk older sister mistakes you for her boyfriend. Big sis spits, kicks, and beats you up right before raping you. I'm seeing that rape is pretty prevalent in these audios, by the way. Becoming your sister's slave. Oh, and then also the sequel, becoming your big sister's pet. These titles just spell everything out, don't they? Oh, wait, that one's different. Your new big stepsis thinks you're too cute to be just siblings. Guess you expanded your taste into stepsis territory. Oh, and who could forget the infamous, your big sister needs your babies to solve a time paradox. I don't even want to know what the fuck is going on there. I assume this goes on ad infinitum. I'm not checking to see if that's the case, but I think I've seen enough to spot a common theme here. All these audios, like literally, all of these have incest. Incest with an older sister, mind you. I wonder what that could be about. Is there something you want to tell me? Something you maybe want to come clean about? Like, I don't know, anything regarding how you think about me specifically? Jeez, at least own up to your twisted little fantasies. I'm giving you the chance right now to say it with your own mouth, and yet you won't. Come on. This is all stuff that you looked for, listened to, and then liked. There's a lot of intent behind that process. Just be brave and admit it. Hello? Silence isn't really helping your case, you know. I can come up with my own conclusions, especially after all the shit I just saw on your phone. I mean, what else am I supposed to think when all of your fucking porn has a big sister in it? You like me in that way, don't you? You just sit back, close your eyes, and just imagine I'm the one saying or doing these things to you, right? Still keeping quiet, huh? You're not even denying it. You could at least defend yourself, you know. I don't really know how, but I wouldn't just keep quiet if I were you. Yeah, knew it. Finally admitted it, fucking pervert. At least it makes this part a whole lot easier. Are you really asking me what I'm doing? Use your fucking eyes. Isn't it obvious? I'm taking my clothes off. See? I've just had an epiphany. If you're gonna just sit at home, not get a job, and be a sack of shit that lives purely by my goodwill, then I might have to find other ways for for you to be useful to me. And thanks to your degenerate tastes, I know exactly how to make this arrangement work now. Wait, come here. Help me with my bra. Are you gonna keep pretending to not want this? As if you didn't just basically confess to thinking about me every time you masturbate? That's what I thought. Now just get the back undone for me. No, Jesus, dude. It's fucking easy. Just fucking push both sides together and then pull the hooks off. Oh my god, have you never taken that? Actually, you probably haven't. Fucking virgin. Yeah, sure. I totally believe you. Whatever. I got it. You're useless, as always. Ugh, there we go. Well, are you gonna do something other than just stare at me? I'm fucking naked. My tits are right here. Don't you want to touch them? Go on. They're not gonna bite. They're all yours, like you've always dreamed of. Do whatever you want. Ugh, give me fucking hands. There, feel them. Squish them, play with them. Finally. God damn, took you a minute. Not sure if your brain just short-circuited or something, but I put you back on track. Just knead my nipples a little, yeah. Fuck. I'm a little pent up right now, so I'll enjoy myself a bit here. No, you don't have to stop. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm just helping myself for now. I can touch myself while you touch me, right? And just to let you know, tits aren't a hands-only experience. You can put your mouth on them, too. God, fuck it. That's nice. That's really nice. I'll pull you in even closer. Don't let go of me. I've been so fucking caught up in work recently, barely having any time for myself. I almost forgot how nice it feels to just unwind, to let all that stress go. How does it feel for you? Better than expected? Of course it is. I'm actually so glad I found all of this shit out about you, because, you know, I didn't want to be the bad guy and pressure you into doing stuff you didn't want to do. But now, I know that I'm not pressuring you at all. This is all just a fantasy come true for you. I mean, yeah, I had a stray thought or two about fucking you. That's not weird. Think about it, I literally give you food, shelter, and like a bunch of other stuff. All of that shit isn't free just because you're family, you know? It costs time, money, effort, etc. In exchange for that, I expect something in return. And if you weren't gonna pay me back through money or work, then you could at least pay me back with your body. No, it's not fucking weird to think that. That's just a natural thought process. This is just like a business. Yeah, it's just making an unfair deal into a fair one. Finally getting some compensation back for everything I do for you. If anything, you're the weird one. You were actively searching for older sister incest shit and thinking about me. You're the one fantasizing about this, not me. I'm not enjoying this the same way you are. It's totally different. You're... Okay, shut the fuck up. Why am I even arguing this? You're a dirty little sister fucker, okay? And I'm not about to be on the same level as you. So less talking, more sucking. Keep your mouth on my nipple or I'll beat the shit out of you. Actually, knowing you, you'd probably like that. So never mind. Pick up the pace. Stop being shy and acting like this isn't your biggest fantasy come to life. Indulge in me a little. I know you really, really want to. Move your hands down a bit lower. Feel my abs. Run your fingers through the contours. I mean, I worked hard for this physique. It's only natural that I want some appreciation. It's nice to catch you staring on occasion, but I want a proper tactile appraisal, you know? And I've got the perfect opportunity right now, while you're worshiping the rest of my body. Oh, God, you're really filling me up. You sure like it when I tense up a bit on my abs, hardened, fucking weirdo. I mean, I know I explicitly told you to feel them, but wow, your hands are relentless. If only I knew what a fucking pervert you were for me. A lot sooner, could have had this kind of treatment so much earlier. And while you're at it, my fingers are getting kind of tired, so why don't you use yours? Yeah, use them on my pussy dummy, where else? Never mind, almost forgot, you're a virgin. You're totally clueless. Just feel around the top of my pussy. Feel for a little nub. Yep, right there, that's my clit. It's really fucking sensitive, so don't go overboard. Just put a little pressure around it and rub it. Fuck yeah. That's good, keep doing that. Just like that, don't stop. Keep sucking too. Maybe you can't do simple fucking chores, but I hope you can at least handle doing that at the same time. Good to see you actually following my instructions. I wish you were as good at doing laundry as you were at sucking my nipples, but I'll take what I can get for now. Use your tongue a bit more. Press it out a little. Oh, that's perfect. Holy fuck. Oh, I didn't think you had it in you, really. I thought you'd keep that whole, I hate this, big sis. Act up. Don't be afraid to explore a little. You can let your hands wander a bit. Think back to every time you listened to one of those audios, every time you thought of me. Every time you wished you could actually feel everything you're feeling right now. Let that guide you. Oh, that wasn't all that bad. Haven't been touched there in a while. I wasn't actually expecting you to get into it so quickly, but I'm not complaining. What I'm seeing from you now, that desperate, needy look. I can't decide if that's better than seeing you all wound up and annoyed, but goddamn, does it have an effect on me. Oh, you're just begging for me to do so much more to you, aren't you? Jesus, be careful what you do with that face. As much as I just want to violate the fuck out of you, we're doing things at my pace. I like taking things a little slower. Once I have my fun, you can have yours, all right? Don't be so whiny about it. I'm going to make you come too. You're lucky to even be in this current situation. A normal, perfectly understandable reaction to this would be to kick you out and tell our parents. Because, like, wow, you're a disgusting little freak. But not only am I not kicking you out, I'm actually letting you do all the shit you could have only dreamed of. Be grateful for that. Be grateful that I'm not a normal person. What? No, I didn't say that. I said you're not a normal person. Fucking freak, get a hold of yourself. Jeez. Oh, you get to touch your big sister's pussy one time and you start hearing things. Maybe that's just a result of you wearing earbuds all the time. Auditory hallucinations or some shit. Just come here and make me come, idiot. God, how many times are you gonna ask? Yes, of course you'll have your chance to come. Why would I go back on something like that? I just need your help right now. Then I'll return the favor afterwards, got it? Fucking boys. Good. Now I'm gonna lay back and spread my legs. I want you to put your face in between my thighs. Yeah, right there. Perfect. Look up at me. I'll grab your head and guide you. All you have to do is to just keep your tongue out and do whatever I tell you to. I'm going to trust that you can handle following some simple directions. First, just kiss the inside of my thighs. That's good. Trail them up and down and just press a few closer to my pussy. Yeah, just tease me a little softly. Lick all around it, all around the outside. So close to it, but not yet. Only when I tell you to. Just keep it up. Oh, this is exactly how I wanna. A little build up and denial only makes the climax so much more worthwhile. Oh, now just kiss the lips. Plant a delicate little kiss or two, nothing more. I know you just want to go to town on me, but restrain yourself, yeah? Excellent. Oh, you're doing a lot better than I anticipated, honestly. I expected to have to totally handhold you through this, but you're able to please me quite nicely all on your own. Keep going a little bit more. Okay. Start using your tongue now. Right there. Right there. You can go a little more. A bit deeper. Come on. Push your tongue inside. That's it. God. You feel so warm. Press up a little higher. Put pressure on my clit, too. Yes, oh my god, just do that more, please. Damn, you're fucking salivating. Oh, there's no need to be drooling that hard. I'm already really fucking wet. Doesn't hurt to just slobber all over me, though. It's actually pretty fucking cute. You really want to please me that badly? Go on then, please me. Oh fuck, Jesus. Oh, you really took your chance, huh? Shit, I'm fucking clenching onto your tongue so hard. Oh, just keep going, don't stop. I'll pull you in deeper, just keep moving. Curl your tongue up inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, holy fuck. Sorry if I'm kind of digging my nails into you, but fuck. I can't control myself. This is too good. Right there. Don't stop. I'm almost, fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna. Yeah, that was all right. Yeah, Jesus. Only good part of a long dry spell is making this feel so much better. Oh, thanks for ending that, I guess. I was a little scared near the end that I was going to crush your head with my thighs, but doesn't seem like you had any complaints. God, I've been so caught up in this that I completely forgot I haven't showered since I got home. You should probably, well, not probably, you should definitely shower too. What's the matter? You're still so needy? Am I supposed to do something for you? I said that? Oh yeah, I guess I did. Well, I've changed my mind. Or, well, I wasn't really intending on letting you come anyways. I just said that so you'd actually be enthusiastic and follow through. I don't think you really deserve to come, to be perfectly honest. Remember, I said this was payback. So I was supposed to get something from this, not you. Look, if you want to come, your phone's right there. At least I'm not taking that away. Go wild. You can come all you want to the weird audio porn you listen to. I'm just not going to be involved in it. Well, I guess you're still going to be thinking about me, but whatever. Can't really do anything about that. If you really need something more than that to get off, then I'm leaving my clothes in here. I don't care what you do with them. As long as you do the fucking laundry afterwards. And just don't pester me about this stuff in the future. I had my fun, and that was it. No more. I'm gonna go shower, so just, I don't know, keep it to yourself.